Bill O'Reilly here. Wednesday, June 2nd, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Americans rank the least trusted institutions in the country. California launches a new task force on race reparations. Major cyber attack targets the beef industry. The World Health Organization unveils new names for viruses to avoid negative stereotypes. The CDC lists the least vaccinated states in the nation. Also ahead, why are progressives not enforcing the law? But first, New Harris poll says the least trusted institutions in America are now the federal government and the corporate media. 53% of us say we have little or no faith in Washington or the press. Most trusted groups include doctors, the military, and the criminal justice system, which, in case you haven't noticed, is under severe stress. We'll get to that in a moment. California Governor Newsom creating a task force to study whether Sacramento should give reparation payments to blacks. California entered the Union in 1850 as a free state, but some argue the territory used slave labor during the 19th century before being admitted into the USA. Hackers attacking the nation's cattle industry. The hack crippled some of the world's biggest slaughterhouses, wiping out a fifth of America's beef production for at least 48 hours. Facilities were targeted in Utah, Texas, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. The price of meat up 10% in the last 6 weeks because of growing inflation. Officials at the World Health Organization announcing new naming guidelines for variants of COVID. The group will use the Greek alphabet to avoid destructive stigmas for places like India, China, and Brazil. For example, a British strain of the contagion is now known as COVID-19 Alpha. Centers for Disease Control releasing updated stats on states with the lowest vaccination rates. The Deep South at the bottom of the list, less than 30% of people in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana have received the vax. New England has the highest inoculated, 55% of the population. In a moment, crime, but no punishment. What the deuce is going on? Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Crime nationwide, way up because of far left policies like restorative justice. Do you know what that is? Well, according to the Justice Department, that's a system of criminal justice which focuses on the rehabilitation of offenders through reconciliation with victims and the community at large. But what happens when the victim is dead? Now, restorative justice came from the belief that all crime originates from social conditions and that crime prevention depends on communities taking responsibility for remedying conditions that cause crime, not the police prosecutors, or judges. The communities have to lessen crime. So, in places like New York City and Los Angeles, some criminals are now not prosecuted, and most are not held on bail even when they commit violent acts. The other day in Chinatown, New York City, a guy walked up to an elderly woman, punched her in the face, and this man has scores of arrests. What's he doing out on the street? I can give you 10,000 examples like that. Therefore, criminals are now emboldened. Here are the stats. In Chicago, murder has jumped more than 50% compared to 2019. Shootings also up 50% in the Windy City. In LA, homicide, that's murder, up 30% over last year. In New York City, murder up 40% over last year. Shooting incidents up an incredible 125% in the Big Apple. Burglaries up 70%. In Houston, murder has jumped 42% from 2019. The national murder rate last year was up 37%. Worst increase in Milwaukee and Atlanta. Now the race factor. Total number of homicide victims last year, 2020, 14,000 in the USA. White victims, 5,700. Black victims, 7,400. And blacks make up 13% of the population. So according to the Justice Department, African Americans commit homicide at 8 times the rate of whites and Hispanics combined. And most of the victims of the black killers are other blacks. In fact, African Americans accounted for 52% of all homicides in the USA last year. Whites, 43%, others, 5%. Now, the far left says the violence is America's fault, because we are a racist country, and because the left now controls the presidency and Congress, strict law enforcement is being dismantled. The results will be more murders. The question is simple. Is that the country you want? I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com and check out my book, Killing the Mob. In a moment, something you might not know.
This episode is made possible by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough outcomes. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you thrive. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at thenewequation.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day, in 1865, Confederate General Edmund Kirby Smith surrendered to the Union Army, officially ending the Civil War. With General Smith's signature, the last rebel regiment ceased to exist, bringing a formal conclusion to the bloodiest 4 years in American history. Sadly, the man who fought so hard to save the Union would never see the final surrender. Less than 2 months before the final battle, Abraham Lincoln was shot dead in Washington, D.C. His final public address was on April 11, 1865. Said President Lincoln, quote, "We meet this evening not in sorrow, but in gladness of heart. The evacuation of Petersburg and Richmond and the surrender of the principal insurgent army give hope to a righteous and speedy peace whose joyous expression cannot be restrained," unquote. 3 days later, after that speech, Confederate sympathizer John Wilkes Booth shot and killed Abe Lincoln. The search to find Booth after the assassination was one of the largest manhunts in human history. More than 10,000 soldiers, police officers, civilians scour D.C. and the surrounding area. Authorities offered a $100,000 bounty to catch Booth. It was the first time in history photographs were used on wanted posters. John Wilkes Booth was ultimately found in a barn in Virginia 12 days later. The assassin himself was shot in the neck and died shortly after. His final words, useless, useless. Despite the surrender of Robert E. Lee and Lincoln's murder, the Civil War dragged on for weeks. Confederate President Jefferson Davis was captured in rural Georgia on May 10th. He was hiding. The final battle took place in Texas 2 days later. The bloody affair officially ended on June 2nd, 1865. In its totality, the Civil War was fought in 19 states, from Vermont to Arizona, claiming the lives of 700,000 Americans on both sides. For more incredible stories about the Civil War, please check out my book, Killing Lincoln. Back after this.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.